Good day, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Wednesday, July 12. Coming up, Prime Minister orders cap on cell phone bills for government ministers, new crime bill clears Parliament, and strong property tax collection for first quarter. The details after the break.
See it, boss. How this me collect today?
How are this? $200? And this alone you collect, boy?
The road is
yo, tap your eyes. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow, plus what you never make today. And if you come back inside, you're short. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They're often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811 or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has ordered a cap on cell phone bills for all government ministers and ministers of state. Prime Minister Holness met with cabinet ministers Tuesday ahead of the parliamentary session. The meeting was convened to discuss and review the issue of communication costs and high cellular phone bills being incurred for roaming and data charges. The Prime Minister said the situation is unacceptable and must be addressed immediately. The Ministry of Finance will advise the Prime Minister within a week on the appropriate amount for the cap to be paid by each ministry for the minister's cellular phone bills. Any amount exceeding the cap should be the responsibility of the respective ministers unless otherwise approved by the permanent secretary. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Holness has ordered an audit of all cell phone bills of ministers and state ministers. The Prime Minister has also directed the Ministry of Finance to review and report on the respective policies for the provision of communication services, including cell phones operating in the various ministries. The House of Representatives on Tuesday approved the amendments made by the Senate to the Zones of Special Operations Bill, bringing it closer to implementation.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, I now move that the Senate amendments to the bill, shortly entitled the Law Reform Zones of Special Operations, Special Security and Community Development Measures Act 2017, be considered and approved.
Justice Minister Delroy Chuck. The bill was passed in the Senate with 13 amendments on July 9. It provides for the Prime Minister to declare any geographically defined area as a zone of special operations if the Commissioner of Police and the Chief of Defense Staff agree in writing that the area should be so declared. It also gives members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Jamaica Defense Force certain powers required to address serious crimes, while at the same time upholding the rule of law and protecting the fundamental rights and freedoms of citizens. Following approval by both Houses of Parliament, the legislation will receive the Governor General's formal assent, after which it will be gazetted and implemented. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw is reporting an increase in property tax collections for the first quarter of 2017-18, with the figure totaling $3.7 billion for April to June. The figure is $400 million more than the $3.3 billion collected for the similar period last year. Minister Shaw was addressing an appreciation luncheon for the All-Ireland Property Tax Team in Montego Bay recently. He has commended the members for their efforts in enabling the government to collect $7.62 billion in property taxes for the 2016-17 fiscal year, the highest level of collection in property taxes ever recorded in Jamaica's history. Property tax collections have increased over the past three consecutive fiscal years, with $5.8 billion collected for 2013-14 and $7.4 billion collected for the 2014-15 fiscal year. And more courts across the island are to receive video link and digital evidence recording equipment to enable vulnerable witnesses to give evidence remotely.
We are in receipt of two of the three shipments of goods to introduce live link, video link, and digital recording of evidence into our courts.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer. The shipment is expected to arrive on the island by the end of July. The equipment was acquired through grant funding from the European Union under the Justice, Security, Accountability and Transparency JSAT project and is in keeping with the commitment from the ministry to equip courts with the technology. The use of video link and digital evidence recording is in an effort to protect witnesses and save them from the vagaries of attending court. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.